We're now welcome on the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. Another shootout game for you guys, and you come up a little short to Towson, 52-48. As you go back and looked at that game, just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, going into it, playing without our quarterback, Tony Musket, we weren't quite sure exactly what to expect. It was the first college football experience for our quarterback, Enzo Aronha, and I thought he performed extremely well. He demonstrated confidence. He had poise. He showed the ability to manage the game. I thought he was effective under pressure, and he kind of proved that the stage was not too big for him, so we were very happy about that. On the offensive side, I thought we had very good balance. We rushed for 270 plus yards, and you know, Jaden Sheridan, our running back, had a very effective day with 210, 211. We threw for 213 and didn't have an interception. And we had some receivers in Dymir Miller and Asante Kearney come up big. You know, the unfortunate thing was on the defensive side, we really never were able to find any rhythm in the game. We gave up a lot of third downs, couldn't get off the field. We were susceptible to a couple big plays that where they were able to get some chunk yardage. And then those problems were compounded by some breakdowns in the kicking game, an area that we have been very solid in. We gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown and a long punt return that set up a touchdown right after that. So I think the combination of our ability to get off the field on third down, the breakdowns in the kicking game, kind of made for a long afternoon on the defensive side. And I will say this, our offensive guys, you know, they kept plugging away and they gave us every possible chance to pull the game out.
That's what I was going to ask you. You guys kept battling back. Did you feel like you were one stop away from maybe getting the thing turned in your favor?
Yeah, I honestly did. You know, to Towson's credit, when they took the kickoff back for a touchdown, it was on that kickoff that I thought, you know, that was a point where maybe we could flip the game into our favor. They made a great play. The return man did a really good job on the return, and so that wasn't to be. But even after that, our guys came back. We had another possession and, you know, scored and then attempted the onside kick right there at the end.
You mentioned the great day that Enzo had for you. At what point during the week did you know he was going to be the guy, and how were you impressed? As you said, for the moment, certainly didn't seem to be too big for him at all.
Well, the final decision was reached on Friday, but there was a heavy indication on Thursday that he was going to be the guy. You know, he had prepared all week as though he was going to be the guy. And for a true freshman, really just turned 18, I thought he handled that stage very, very well. Very impressed with what he was able to do in his first game ever.
As you touched on, Jaden with another big day, 211 yards, third time over 200, which is absolutely unbelievable. How does he continue? It seems like we talk about him every week, but how does he continue to be able to put up the numbers that he has when you know that opposing defenses, he's number one on their chart to try to stop?
You know, Jaden's one of those guys. I believe he had 19 carries in the game, and his average was slightly over 10, maybe 11 yards per carry. But he's one of those guys. He's not very big, but he's a lot more durable than maybe people on the outside give him credit for. And he just keeps banging away, and all he really needs is a crack. And he's got very good speed. He can turn it on and go. And if you're not, don't have everybody in right position on it, he's a threat to take it all the way. He had a couple of big runs on Saturday. I think his long was 75, where he was able to get a big chunk of yardage for a touchdown.
Defensively, you know, it's been an issue for you for a good chunk of the season. Is there one thing that you've been able to look at that you maybe over these next few weeks that you can fix or kind of shore up a little bit to give your offense a little better opportunity?
Well, trust me, Rob, you know, when you get in a situation like this, you're looking at everything. You're making up things to look at, to be honest with you, and say, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You know, like everybody in the league, as you go through this schedule, you know, you get beat up a little bit, and you've got to have tremendous amount of depth. We knew that before the season started, that depth was going to be a key in every single position. When you lose some frontline players, it's difficult, but the other guys have to step up. And we as a coaching staff have to do the best job that we can at putting our guys in the best position for them to have some success on the field. And so we're looking at everything that way, Rob.
Another challenge this week is you guys head on the road to a very good Delaware team. As you've started to look at them, especially we'll start on the offensive side of the ball with Nolan Henderson and their offense. What impresses you about those guys?
Well, like you said, things don't get easier. And certainly that's kind of been the storyline for the entire conference schedule. But we're facing a team that first of all, has an outstanding defense. You know, they're number one in scoring defense, number one in total defense, number one in passing defense, and probably number one or two in every other category that they keep track of. But I think what you can't miss is how effective that they are on the offensive side of the ball. The quarterback, as you mentioned, gives them big play capability. They're very big up front, and they're able to kind of move the line of scrimmage and create space for their running back. You know, they're putting up 27, 28 points a game. When you combine that with the defense that they have, you know, that's quite formidable. And then the other thing that you've got to look at is how effective they are in special teams. You know, they have one of the best punt return units in the entire conference. They're able to get big chunks of yards if you're not very careful there. And their punter does an excellent job of placing the ball and pinning people deep. So first of all, I think as a defensive staff, we have to find some ways to hopefully slow their offense down a little bit. And we have to find ways to maybe move the ball a little bit and hopefully score a few points against their formidable defense.
What impressed you about that defense? Obviously, they've got a lot of veteran guys that have been around a little bit, but what about their scheme has made them so effective all year?
Well, they're very active. They're very active and they're very physical. They'll show you some things that, quite honestly, we haven't seen a lot throughout the course of the season. So there's adjustments that you're going to have to make in everything that you do. And as you mentioned, Rob, they're an extremely veteran group. There's only two players in their entire starting 22 that aren't grad students, fifth-year players, or seniors. So they're not playing. They're a very veteran group. They have a lot of experience, some of them experience on higher level. And they come to play, and they've got a great scheme, and they're highly motivated.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Delaware, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.